Yishuv, Bichsiv Ben Nisina. She writes the dead.
Then what Nisina do we have over here? What is he giving her? He's not giving her anything which is Shava Pruta. So Gemara answers, Dilma Nisinas Geti. Maybe there's no need for a Shava Pruta. All we require is Nisinas Haget. Teida de Shochel Mitam, Kasvor Isuri Hanoa Kasher. Even though there is no Shava Pruta, we see that the Get is valid. So also, if she's the one who's writing the Get, then even though the Baal is giving it to her, even though he's not giving her a Shava Pruta, b'chol zot it's okay. Here we have a very, very basic machlokes between the Ktzos and Reb Chaim, how to understand our sugya. Let's just take a step back. The Ktzos is in writing, and Reb Chaim is an oral tradition that Rav Soloveitchik instilled into YU, and all the Rosh Yeshiva quote Reb Chaim as his grandson remembered Reb Chaim, but it's not found anywhere in the Ksovim, to best of my knowledge, that we have in the stencil and in the Reb Chaim and Yashmua, v'chulei v'chulei. But certainly a very, very meaningful shita. The Ktzos starts with an assumption. The assumption of the Ktzos is that you can't be makne yisurei hanoa. Something which is aser b'hanoa doesn't lend itself to being transferred from party to party. The makor of the Ktzos, he has two makoros. Rabbi Chassin quotes this in his Sefer. One of the Mekoros, the Ksos is in Siman Reish, Zivkotan Hei, one of the Mekoros is the Gemara Imsachim and Avavim Adays, that after Sheish Shaos, when Chametz is already Osir Bahana'a, you can't do Bitul on that Chametz. All you can do is Bior, you can no longer do Bitul. Why can't you do Bitul? Sof Kol Sof, you want to be Vatul the Chametz. The answer is that once it became Osir Bahana'a, you can't be makna it. Bitul is similar to hefker. It's an act of hakna. You want to transfer it out of your reshut. This is impossible on something which is aser bahana. The second makar is by shor haniskal. We have a brisa in Baba Kama that mem dalid that shor haniskal that's aser bahana macharo eino machor hekdesho eino hekdesh. Namely, you can't transfer this to another party. You can't transfer it to Hedyot. You can't transfer it to Hekdesh. Isurei Hana'a, there is no din of Hakna'a. So then, according to the Ktzos, this Gemara is Kafta V'Ferach. The Hava min of our Gemara was, Ela Mishum Dechziv V'Nosan, Hacha Lo Yohiv Lamidei. The Hava min was, it yet requires Hakna'a. And here, since this is less than a Sheva Pruta, we have over here no hakna'a. The Gemara answers, no. Dilma nesina sageti. That get does not require hakna'a. V'haraya, kasvor isurei hana'a kasher. You cannot be makna isurei hana'a. And b'cholza kasvor isurei hana'a kasher. All you require in get is simply a physical act of nesina. There's no concept of hakna'a. You can't transfer it in the world of dine mamonos from party A to party B. Yisuri Hanoah doesn't lend itself to Haknoah. And if you can write again on Yisuri Hanoah, you see there's no need for a transfer in the world of Choshen Mishpat. All you require is in the Sina. That's what the Gemara, it's the bottom line of the Gemara. The Havamina was, you required a Haknoah. And so the Gemara asked, there's no Sheva Pruta. It belonged to women to begin with. You're not giving her anything. The Maskana is, there's no need for a Haknoah. All you need is the Sina. If you need a Sina, so the moment that Chazal give it to the husband, he's handing it to his wife. That's a nesina. Yisurei hano, we have a nesina. That's all that you require. I mean, this Gemara, according to the Ktzos, the Hava Mina is that there would be a din of Hakna'a by a get. Kamash Malan, get does not require Hakna'a, only nesina. Reb Chaim takes exception to the Ktzos' assumptions. Reb Chaim says we have a Ferish Asugya. Those who learn Daf Yomi, so on Daf Yud, in Baba Metzia, the Gemara speaks about the fact, how can a Ketana get a get? How can a Ketana receive a get? Is there a possibility of giving a Ketana a get via Kinyan Chatzar? And the Gemara says, a Kinyan Chatzar works for a Ketana. And therefore, you can also, if we have a Metzia, which is in the Chatzar of a Ketana, she's also Kona the Metzia. Namely, the Gemara over there compares hakna'a to get. Just as in get, a ketana has a kinyan chatzer, it's like a yoda arichta, it's an extension of a ketana, so also a ketana can be kona, a mitzia, via her chatzer. So we see that there is a din of hakna'a in get. Get requires hakna'a. What then does our Gemara is telling us? So the hava amina is that you need dafka hakna'a of mamon, kamash malan, that even isuri hana'a, there's a din of hakna'a. Namely, that get certainly requires hakna'a. You have to be makna. But we would have thought that maybe to be makna something has to be sheva pruta, kamash malan. It doesn't have to be sheva pruta to be makna. If you makna something which is asur bahana'a, namely the ktsos and the Reb Chaim have over here a basic machlokas as to whether there's a din of hakna'a by isuri hana'a. And this morphs into a machlokes. How do we understand the giving of a get? The moment you can give a get, which is Yisuri Hana'a, so Ksos says, that's not a Hakna'a, that's a Nesina. Reb Chaim says, no, even Yisuri Hana'a can be Makna. And therefore, even Yisuri Hana'a can be Makna, a get, you know, requires Hakna'a, Yisuri Hana'a can be Makna. The only thing is, you don't require over here Sheva Pruta. The only point on which Reb Chaim and the Ksos both agree is the Gemara in Baba Kama. Namely, a shor haniska, which is suri hana'a, the Gemara says you can't be mocher and you can't be makdish. But, says Reb Chaim, you give it as a matana. Namely, the problem is that when you have a suri hana'a, then you can't be mocher. There's no quid pro quo. There's no tit for tat. You can't give the suri hana'a to party A and he'll give you money because the suri hana'a is worthless. But if you wanted to give the suri hana'a to someone as a matana, that's not a problem. What about hekdesh? So we already saw Rashi in the first perek paskin by the case of the Evan, who the owner was makdish maase yadav, he should be work pachos pachos mishava pruta. That hekdesh is in chal and pachos mishava pruta. So the Gemara over there is simply local halachos. You can't be mocher isuri hana'a, and also that there is no din of hekdesh and isuri hana'a. But kinyanim can still apply to isuri hana'a. So just be aware that this Gemara is used in two directions. Everyone agrees with the halacha, kasvah isuri hana'a kasher. The question is, what does that tell us? According to the Ksos, it tells us that get does not require hakna'a. According to Reb Chaim, no. Get requires hakna'a, and isuri hana'a lend themselves to hakna'a. Very, very basic machlokes. But again, if you look in the literature of the Achronim, you will find this machlokes, because this Reb Chaim was unknown to them. And of course, then what it means is Reb Chaim has to reinterpret the Gemara in Psachim. Why should there be no bitul on Isuri Hana'a? So of course, bitul is an act of Hakna'a. So let's do an act of Hakna'a. Let's do an act of Hefker on Isuri Hana'a. So Reb Chaim has a pshat, in other words, but that's not where we're holding currently. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Shgufa sholchu mita. This halacha we just saw, that we have this principle that kasvo isuri hana'a kasher amaravashi afanan namitzinina. This is no chidush sholchu mitam. This is no chidush of the Amoraim. We already have such a braisa, actually a mishnah, afanan namitzinina, that our mishnah states. Our mishnah states ala kol kosvim al ola shel zayis lechora. Ola shel zayis is like isuri hana'a, namely we're missing a value of sheva pruta, and b'chol zot it works. So you see that there's no need for a sheva pruta in a get. So the Gemara says no. Dilma shiny ola shel zayis the chazi litz tarufe. Ola shel zayis is one level above isuri hana'a. If we only had the Mishnah, we wouldn't have known that you can write a get on isuri hana'a. We would have thought dafka ola shel zayis. Why? The chazi litz tarufe. What is this din over here of chazi litz tarufe? How does that turn an ola shel zayis into having a one-upmanship over isuri hana'a? So most of us have learned already that this concept of chazi litz tarufe is found in a Gemara in Yuma. That the Gemara in Yuma brings a machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What's the status of chazi shir? According to Rish Lakish, chatzi shir eino aser min haTorah. Torah says that there are dinu shiurim. You're only going to be chayiv if you eat a kezayis of chelev. You're only going to be chayiv if you eat a koseves hagasa on Yom Kippur. comes on Rav Yochanan and says, no, chatzi shir aser min haTorah. The shirim of the Torah are for onshin. In order to get malkos, chatos, kares, you have to eat a shir. However, chatzi shir aser min haTorah. Why is chatzi shir aser min haTorah? So Gemara says, kas chazi litztarufei. What does that mean, chazi litztarufei? So here we have a very famous machlokes achronim between the Shagas Aryeh and who argues against him. This is a Meshech Chachmadat, and it's a lot of achronim who argue against Shagas Aryeh. The question is over here, what does chazi litztarufei mean? According to Shagas Aryeh, chazi litztarufei means that if I eat half a kezias now, and then a half hour from now, I'm going to eat another half a kezias, I'm going to be chayav an onesh. Nachon? Chatzi shir, plus chatzi shir, I'm going to be chayav an onesh. So therefore, my act currently is not an innocent act. It's not an act of heter. Because chazi litztarufei, if I continue this act, I'm going to end up with a chiyuv. So therefore, what I'm doing currently must be aser as well. That's the concept of the Shagas Aryeh. That since were I to continue this practically, I would end up with a chiyuv, so kanere what I'm doing is something which is wrong. However, most achronim understand chazi litztarufei in a much more conceptual manner. That doesn't mean that if I eat now, and if I continue eating, I'm going to be chayav, and therefore I view my eating now as also being aser. But rather, if what I'm doing now is really nothing, so nothing plus nothing should equal nothing. The fact that theoretically, I eat another half a kezias, I'd be chayav, then it must be that I have over here something. Because if I don't have something, how would I ever get to a chiyuv? That's the concept of chazi litztarufei. The terminology which is used to explain this machlokes, is this chazi litztarufei a siba or is it a siman? Is it a siba, namely that because if I continue eating, I'm going to be chayav, therefore what I did currently was improper, namely that we have over here chazi litztarufei as a reason, or is chazi litztarufei a siman that something is here, there's something here. On the table, there's something here, even though I can't see it, I can't feel it, something is here. The basic nafgamina is, what if I were to eat a chatzi shir 15 seconds before the end of Yom Kippur? Then there would be no opportunity for me to continue eating. So according to Shagas Aryeh, that's mutter. Even according to Rav Yochanan, that's mutter. There's no chazi litztarufei. There's no practical continuity. If there's no practical continuity, I'm never going to get to a chiyuv. If I'm never going to get to a chiyuv, then what I'm doing currently is mutter. Masha ein kein, according to most achronim, I think the Meshech Chochma says this black and white in Sefer Vayikra, according to most achronim, no, chazi litztarufei isn't a siba, it's a siman. The fact that theoretically, were I to eat another half a shir, I'd be chayuv, means we don't have over here zero. We have over here something that has a certain status. There's a status of Iser. Without a status of Iser, 2 times 0 is 0. But 2 times some status of Iser would give us a Chiyuv. And that's what Chazi litztarufei is telling us, that we have over here a status of Iser. Which of these two explanations allows itself to be transferred to our Gemara? Our Gemara tells us that Oleh Shel Zayis, because Chazi litztarufei, you can't prove anything from Oleh Shel Zayis about Isuri Hana.
It's the most achronim.
Nachon. This is that we have over here a status. There's something there. Oleh Shel Zayis, because if we were to add it, we would have real Shavah Pruta. So it means that Oleh Shel Zayis has a certain standing, has a certain status in the world of Mamonos. There's something there. Yesh Bazeh Mamon. Like in the world of Iser, Yesh Bazeh Iser. In the world of Mamon, Yesh Bazeh Mamon. As opposed to Isuri Hana, no matter how much you add one Isuri Hana, another Isuri Hana, another Isuri Hana, you're going to have 0 plus 0 plus 0 equals 0. So we have over here then, according to, in other words, this, the phrase, Chazi litztarufei over here, is telling us that we have something which goes beyond Isurei Hana'ah. Let's just try and plug this back in to our machlokes between the Ktzos and Reb Chaim. What is the Gemara? What's the Havamina of the Gemara? The Havamina of the Gemara, let's take it according to the Ktzos. Why do we need a Sholcho Mitam? That Kasvu Isurei Hana'ah Kasher, we have a Mishnah, Kasvu Al Ola Shel Zayis Kasher. So we see that there's no Sheva Pruta, all you require is a Nesina. Kamash Malan, Chazi Litzdarufe, what do we say according to the Ktzos? If we only would have had the Mishnah of Ola Shel Zayis, we would have said that there is more than a sin. And we only had the Mishnah, we would have thought you need a Haknah. And Ola Shel Zayis lends itself to Haknah. Because potentially we have over here Mammon. We have Mammon, in other words, in Chaz via Chazi Litzdarufe. Ma'ashein Kain, Isurei Hana'a, which is not Mammon, maybe it wouldn't work. Kamash Malan, Isurei Hana'a tells us, no, you don't need a Haknah. It's enough to have a Nesina. According to Reb Chaim, in other words, Vaday, we require a Haknah. But we would have thought maybe you need a Haknah, Dafka, on something that has a Mammon and Dikka status. Kamash Malan, even Isurei Hana'a lends itself to Haknah. Namely, each of them will learn the Gemara, Le Shitato. Okay, over here, I photostated for you an Or Zarua. You can keep this because for the next year, we also have a Marim Makom. I said, in other words, it's two Or Zaruas, one after the other. So over here, if you look in the Or Zarua on the right-hand column, about the fifth line down, it's Siman Tavshin Yud Zayin. It says, Shalach Mori Rab Simcha Zal, Yahavit Lamori Harav Avi Ezri. And that the Or Zarua was written by Rav Yitzchak Mivina, Rav Yitzchak Barav Moshe. Rav Yitzchak Barav Moshe was a student of two Rabbanim who were mentioned over here, Rav Simcha, who was the Talmud of Rashi, and the Avi Ezri, the Rav Yo. The Or Zarua was a student of both of them. And then, in order to learn by them in France and Germany, then he went out to Vienna, and he became a fur merchant, and that's where he wrote his Sefer Or Zarua, in which we have a lot of this, of Safras, of Rabbani Ashkenaz, which is missing in Bali HaTosfos, etc. So the Rabbeinu Simcha wrote to the Avi Ezri, or asked the Avi Ezri the following question. Look at the previous line. The previous line says, Tanya Bahai Pirka, points on the side, Lefanenu Lesa. We don't have this in our Tosefta, but the Rishonim had it in their Tosefta. Kosvo Al Yad Atzma Hareza Eina Megureshes. If you have someone who wants to be Megarish's wife, he has a pen, but he has no paper. So what's he going to write the get on? So he writes the get on her arm. He writes on her arm, Hareya Mugureshet, he writes a whole get on her arm. So the Tosefta says that she's not Mugureshet by his writing the get on her arm. So Rav Simcha asked the Avi Ezri, Ma bein zeh lekasvo al Isurei Hana'ah? Why is this different than writing Isurei Hana'ah? Hare eno nosen la niyar, ela osios. When you write something on Isurei Hana'ah, it's as though there is no surface. All you have over here is a letter. The surface is worthless. And we, b'chol zot, we say that it's good. So why over here is it no good? That was the question that he asked. Ma bein zeh lekasvo al Isurei Hana'ah? Hare eno nosen la niyar, ela osios. What would you have answered had you been the Rav Yo?
Isurei Hana'ah is permanent.
Sharper. What would you have answered if you were the Rav Yo? What's the difference between writing something on Isurei Hana'ah and handing it over to a woman and writing a get on her arm? Right. I would have answered, had I been the Rav Yo, that a get requires v'nasan b'yada, it requires nesina. When you write something on Isurei Hana'ah, there's nesina. You're handing over a cheftza of a get. When you write something on her arm, there's no cheftza of a get. There's no Nesina. There's no Nesina to begin with. It says, V'kasav la sefer krisus V'nasan v'yada. We can have a nesina on Isurei Hana, but we can't have a nesina on an arm. That's what I would have answered had I been the Rav Yeh. But the Rav Yeh doesn't answer that. What does the Rav Yeh answer? The Rav Yeh answers as follows. V'hei shivro, rechokim hein. You can't compare Isurei Hana to the hand of a woman. Ki hechi didachinan umafleginan ben Isurei Hana aga aga shal zayis, mishum dachazi litztarufei, af agav dahashta mihu rav shavaprutahi, hachanami ika lefrugei, de Isur Hana ika nesina, de yachol laholich Hana aga yam hamelach, v'yesh shemutar, v'bitul, o barov, v'ika nesina. He uses the word nesina, but he doesn't mean nesina. We have to understand what he does mean. Because if he meant that, he wouldn't have to bring in all eshel zayis. He could simply say, here there's nesina, here there's no nesina. No, but what he does is he says we have a gradation. We have X and Y and Z. We have all eshel zayis, we have Isurei Hana'a, and on the bottom of the heap we have Yad Shalisha. And the same way there's a difference between Aleh Shel Zayis and Isurei Hana'a, there's a difference between Isurei Hana'a and Yad Shalisha. We have over here three levels. Aleh Shel Zayis is Chazi Litztarufei. That we explained. It has a certain minimum standing in the world of Mamonos. It's not Sheva Pruta, but it's on the way to Sheva Pruta. Isurei Hana'a is the Chiddush over here. What does he say about Isurei Hana'a? It also has a potential to be a Sheva Pruta. Not via Chazi Litztarufei. Chazi Litztarufei means if I'll add one Aleh Shel Zayis to another Aleh Shel Zayis to a third Aleh Shel Zayis, I'll get to a Pruta. Over here by Isurei Hana'a, no matter how much I add one Shor HaNiskal to another Shor HaNiskal to a third Shor HaNiskal, it's still going to be worth zero. But if, let's say, take a Shor HaNiskal. If I were to say, this Shor HaNiskal is worth $74. I take it to the marketplace. I said, how much is this Shor worth? They say $74. If I take $74 and I go to the Yam HaMelech and I throw 74 silver dollars into the Yam HaMelech, now I can use the Shor HaNiskal. Now I can go ahead and be Mekadesh a woman with this Shor HaNiskal. Now I can go ahead and use this Shor HaNiskal for Pidyon HaBen. Whatever I need money for, this Shor HaNiskal, because the value of it, I already threw into Yam HaMelech. Or, if this Shor HaNiskal were to get mixed up with 10 other Shorei HaNiskal, I mean 10 other regular regular parot, Mido Raisa, we have over here Bitul Berov. Midrabanon, because a shor is something which is chashuv, no, but if I were to shech them all, then we'd have bitul. Namely, that the Isurei Hana'a lends itself potentially to be Sheva Pruta under certain circumstances. If I do X or Y or Z, I can bring it to a level where I can use it as a Sheva Pruta. It's not chazi litztarufei. It's not something which is sort of built in, but we have the potential. Masha'en ken yad shalisha, that's never going to have the potential of hakna'a. So what we're saying is that chazi litztarufei, oleh shel zayis, I certainly can be makna. Isurei hana'a, I can bring myself to a level where it's also sheva pruta, so it lends itself to hakna'a. Masha'en ken yad shalisha, this I can't be makna at all. Namely, that the Orzarua is taking which side? The side of the Ktsos or the side of Reb Chaim? This is what? Listen to what I'm saying. We're saying, Oleh Shel Zayis, I can be makna. Isurei Hana'a, I can be makna. Yad Shel Isha, I can't be makna. This is Reb Chaim. This is exactly what Reb Chaim is saying. Get requires hakna'a. Why is a get good on Oleh Shel Zayis? Because it's potentially mamon. I can be makna. Why is a get good on Isuri Hanoah? Because I can be makne Isuri Hanoah. The Chiddush of the Aviezer is he says, why can I be makne Isuri Hanoah? Because also it's potentially mamon. I have a hechitimtza. I have Yoel Chanoah Yam HaMelech. I have Bitul Berov. I have Bitul B'Shishim. I can bring it to a level of hakna. Masha'en Kein, I can never be makne to a woman, her arm. How can I be makne to her arm? I need bailus in order to be makne something to someone. It's not mine to begin with that I can be makne. Yisurei Hano, I can speak about bailus. Olga Shel Zayis, I can speak about bailus. I can't be makne. Namely, had the Avi Ezri held like the Ktsos, he wouldn't have needed all this harichus. He simply could have said, as we pointed out, by Olga Shel Zayis Yisurei Hano, there's a mice in the Sina. By an arm, there's no mice in the Sina. There are no. The fact that the Avi Ezri doesn't say that, but he says, oh, we have over here these three levels. We have the level of Aleshel Zayis, and the level of Isurei Hanoah, and the level of Yad Shalisha. What he's basically telling us is that I'm not using the term, the difference of Nesina or non-Nesina. I'm using the word of Hakna. And I am telling you that Aleshel Zayis certainly lends itself to Hakna. We have a Chiddush, the Isurei Hanoah also lend themselves to Hakna. And he explains, we have a Hechatimtzel, we turn into Mamon. Ma she'ein came by Yad Shel Isha, that doesn't lend itself to Hakna. In other words, we have over here something which is as far from Isuri Hanoah as Isuri Hanoah is far from Ola Shel Zayis. Rechokim zo mizo. So when you look at it and think about it, the Or Zeruah over here is certainly not like the Ktsos. The Or Zeruah over here is certainly assuming, like Reb Chaim, that the issue is one of Hakna. What he adds in is that, which Reb Chaim doesn't say black and white, Reb Chaim simply says, he can be makni, suri hanoah, gemarnu. Why can he makni, suri hanoah? So the Avi Ezri explains, because potentially also it's mama. If we can do a little alchemy, and turn suri hanoah into sheva pruta, by being molech hanoah le'yam ha-melech, by being mevatel et bero, being mevatel et b'shishim, we can bring it to a level of the world of hakna, the world of mamanos. Okay, that's what we have over here. So, just to summarize, what we see over here in the sugya is that we have two mahalchim in the sugya, the mahalach of the Ktsos and the mahalach of Reb Chaim that has a precedent in the words of the Avi Ezri. The mahalach of the Ktsos is that the havamin of the Gemara is that you require hakna by get, kamashbalan, you don't need hakna. Ola Shel Zayis could still be understood within the world of hakna. Isuri Hanoah, you have to come on to Nesina. The world of the Ktsos is, no. Get certainly requires Hakna. It's a Perish Gemara B'Metzia. Get requires Hakna. The Chiddush of Gemara is that you have a din of Hakna by Yola Shel Zayis, Chazil Itzderufei. We have a din of Hakna even by Isuri Hanoah. However, we would not have a Hakna in the world of Kasav Get, Al Yad Shalisha. There's nothing there to be Makne to the woman. According to the Ktsos, you don't have to come on to Hakna over there. Somebody says, no Nesina, Gamarnu. You don't have to come on to this whole Arichus of the Avi Ezri. Okay, that's who, yes?
In some parts of the world, people sell limbs, though. I mean, I think we're talking about
ours. But this is the woman's limb. But this is the woman's limb. His wife's limb. In other words, how he can't sell his wife's limb to his wife. In other words, he could sell it maybe to a third party, but he couldn't sell it to his wife. Okay. Okay, what else do we have over here? Then we have the next sugi is the one of Chok Tochos and Chok Yerechos. This we already saw, that in the world of Get, you need Chok Yerechos. We need a Maisa Ksiva. Because of La Sefer Krisus, V'nosan B'yada. Chok Tochos, engraving in a manner where you don't touch the letter, right? Where you have a piece of copper and you put a, you know, you smash this thing on it and it makes it into a penny. In other words, what it does is it deals with everything around the letters. It doesn't deal with the letters themselves, and that's no good for a get. What about in the world of Shabbos? So we pointed out that the Mordechai in Siman Shin Dalet Mem says that on Shabbos, Chok Tochos is also okay. If you had a chet, took off the gag of the chet, now you have two zayins, that's considered to be a malacha midorais of Kosev on Shabbos. It's as though you wrote two letters. I didn't touch the letters, he simply took away that which connected them. That's Chok Tochos. So the Mordechai explains that on Shabbos there's no need for a Maisa. It's a din of malachas machsheves. It's enough to have a totza'ah, a result. Okay, so that we already discussed. Moving over to the Afchaf Amadeis, here we have a shayla of Rava from Rav Nachman. The end of the third line of the Afchaf Amadeis. Boi mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Kosav la get al tas shel zahav, v'amar la hiskabli gitech, v'hiskabli ksuvasech, mahu. Amar lei niskabla gita, v'niskabla ksuvasa. You write a get on a golden tray, and you say, I want this tray to be both the get and your ksuva. The tray is worth matayim zuz, which is the ksuva. So there's a question whether this is valid or not. What over here is the havamin of the Gemara that this should not be valid? What over here is the havamin? What does Rashi say? The makom get dimasko haleka, the makom get boi lemeisavla matana gemura mishum gerushim velo l'shem piron d'chsiv v'nosan. Tosfos af agav de kasu isuri hanoa kosher haynu mishum de yohivla miha kol haget aval hacha lo yohivla ela b'toras piron. What over here is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in the havamin of the Gemara? The maskan of the Gemara is niskabla gita v'niskabla ksuvasa, that it works. But there's a havamina that it wouldn't work. There's some chisaron over here in the get. What's the chisaron in the get according to Rashi? Boi lemeisav lamatana gemura. And according to Tosfos, avalachal yohiv la ela b'toras piron. The terminology is almost the same, but it's just slightly different, and that slight difference should remind you of something we already discussed, yes?
It seems like Rashi is saying that it needs to be, whatever he gives, it needs to be L'shem Gerushin. And Tosfos is saying that he just didn't give enough L'shem Gerushin.
Okay, could go this way, could go this way. What is, when in words, Tosfos all the time, let's read, okay, let's start from Tosfos. Af agav de kosvul isuri hanoa kosher, haynu mishum di yohivla miha koraget, aval hacha lo yohivla ela b'toras piron. According to Tosfos, where is the chisaron over here? When you hand over isuri hanoa, there we have something which is total. What do we have in total there? When you write something on isuri hanoa, you have the entire object, the yohivla miha koraget. We have... Tosfos is writing in Aramaic. If you were to write this in Hebrew, what we were to have? A full nesina. All right? The Tosfos would be going like the Tzos. Namely, that what do we see from the world of Yisuri Hanoa? All you require is nesina. You have a nesina. Mashekin over here, when you are giving it the Torah's Piron, what's missing? A nesina. You don't have over here a nesina. You're not giving her anything. You're paying her back that which you owe her. That's not considered to be given. Giving means to give something. It doesn't have to be worth anything. Kosvah Yisuri Hanoa, it's worthless. But you're giving it to her totally. Masha'en Kein, if you're doing it b'toras piron, then we have a chisaron in the nesina. Rashi says, the beget boi lemeisav la matana gemura. Matana gemura, what terminology do we have aside from nesina? Not in Niksos, but in Reb Chaim. Hakna. Boi lemeisav la matana gemura. You have to have a full hakna. You have to be giving it to her totally in the world of choshen mishpat. Mishum gerushin v'lo l'shem piron. D'chsiv v'nosan. Vashenken, if you give it the Torah piron, what is missing over here? It's a chisaron in the world of hakna. Namely, maybe I'm pushing too much, but it will appear over here. Tosfos doesn't mention anything about matana. Matana is a world of hakna. It's a form of kinyan. Tosfos always speaks about yohiv, yohiv, yohiv. Certainly Rashi also mentions nosan. The pasuk mentions nosan. The question is, what does v'nosan mean in the pasuk? Does v'nosan mean the physical act of giving? Or does v'nosan mean the halachic act of transfer? Rashi appears to be dealing more that we have a chisaron, a havamina, that if you give l'shem piron, we have a chisaron on the side of haknoah. Tosa seems to say we have a chisaron on the side of nesina. Ech shelo yeh, it's a havamina. They both agree, the maskone is that l'shem piron doesn't take away from the haknoah, doesn't take away from the nesina. Okay, the bottom line is that it works, yes?
And the word matana basically means nesina.
Matana Gemura. What?
And Rashi seems to be pushing the Mishum Girish and not the word Matana.
Everyone agrees in the Havamina that the Chisaron is L'Shem Piron. That's certainly. The question is, L'Shem Piron is a Chisaron in what? Is it a Chisaron in the physical act of Nesina, or is it a Chisaron in the halachic act of Hakno? So perhaps that would, you know, it's, you always have a question, why does Tosis write something that's already written by Rashi? The only point in which Tosis doesn't quote Rashi totally is the word Matana Gemura. Perhaps that would be the Machlokas. But yeah, I agree with you. It's not. I would not push it. I wouldn't say, oh, we see over here, Rashi is like the Ktsos, and Tosis. Rashi is like the Rebchaim, and Tosis is like the Ktsos. But in any case, you have a Havamina that L'Shem Piron will be a Chisaron. Kamashwan's not a Chisaron. Listen over here to the Rashba. The Rashba Alatar says as follows. Omar le, the maskonas neskabla git neskabla ksuvasa. Tzmiya le, hech efshar lomar ke. How is it possible that our gemara comes to a maskana that we have over here a get and a ksuva? The kevon de no sen la gufo shel tas le ksuvasa, have le poreach ba'avir. Sof kol sof, this is what Yitzhak pointed out earlier. He's giving her letters. The surface is her ksuva. Where's the get? The get is the letters. Since when can we have a get which is pure letters? So the Rashba continues, V'nira li, the cave on the Amar Lohachi, V'hi ki balto, Havilei ka'omer lohiskab legitech, U'machali ksuvasech, and that's why it works. Namely, that we're really, if he were to give her the tray as a ksuva and the get as a get, he's giving her letters. He's not giving her a surface of a get. When he says, "Hiskabli gitech, hiskabli ksuvasech," what he's telling her is, if you want a get, like many husbands tell a woman nowadays in rabbinic court, you want a get, be mochel on your ksuva. Be mochel on your ksuva, I'll give you a get. And that's what happened over here. Hiskabla gita, hiskabli ksuvasech. Namely, that she got her get, totally, and she was mochel on her ksuva. What's the surface of the get? The gold tray. But she was basically, in other words, there's no way of getting the tray as her ksuva and still calling this a get. Namely, the havamina, according to the Rashba, is so strong, it follows through into the maskana as well. The difference between the havamina and the maskana is, in the havamina they thought, but she wants her ksuva. Maskana is, Kanarev, she agrees to accept in this manner, she's mochelet on her ksuva, and therefore we have over here a full get. Namely, according to the Rashba, you can't have simultaneously a get and a ksuva. The only way of getting the get is by being mochel on the ksuva. Comes from the Rashba and says, I'll give you another instance of such a situation. Those who are in Kedushin, Havilei ka'omer lo, I'm sorry, Ukinyan Chamru Perakama de Kedushin, Kinsi Sela Ze Shani Chayev Lichi. We have a person goes to a woman and says, look, I owe you a Sela. So I want you to take this Sela that I owe you as payment for my loan. V'chazav Yamala Hiskat Shilibo. And I want it also to serve as Kesef Kedushin. The halacha is Mekudeshet. How is that possible, says the Rashba? He's not giving her anything. The answer is ukafish brashi shab the machla chova the eina choseris v'gova mimeno. What it means is she's mochela terchov. She says, okay, you don't owe me the money, and then the sela turns into kesef kedusha. Namely, there's no way, according to Rashba, you could have simultaneously get and ksuva. No way you could have simultaneously kedushin and piraon chov. These don't go together. If it's piron chov, it's not kedusha. If it's a ksuva, it's not a get. Rashi and Tosfos don't say this. you look in the Rambam is in both Hilchos Gerushin, see our Rambam. Rama Minuchos Ishus, Hey Yud Beis. Hechsir Lachov Shehaya La Etzvo, Omar Laharem Kudeshet Libo, Kodem Shetitlenu. Unetalto vishatka, then the din is harezo mikudeshes. In other words, it doesn't say anything about being mochel. Hu adin in our gemara chet tetvav, gerushin chet tetvav. Chokak haget al tas shel zoha v'nosno v'avamar lo hareze gitech uksuvasech kosher v'niskabla ksuvasa im yesh batas ksekde ksuvasa v'im rav yashlem ksuvasa. I mean, the Rambam learns like Rashi and Tosfos. The Havamina, what we have over here, a chisaron in Matana Gemura, we have a chisaron as Shem Piron, but the maskon is you can do both. You can have both. The Rashba is the one who feels that you can't possibly have both. It has to be with mechilas ksuva or Mechilas Chof. Let's take the mainstream Shita. Shita of Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. So we saw you can have simultaneously a Get and a Ksuva. You can have simultaneously Kedushin and Piron Chof. What about having simultaneously Pidyon HaBen and Piron Chof? Let's say I owe a Kohen 5 Sela. I borrowed from him. And now I have a Bechor. And I say, I want these 5 Slayim to be both the Pidyon Bechor and the payment of the debt. Is that similar to Hiskad Shili with the 5 Sela that I owe you? Or can you distinguish? What do you say? Our Gemara says you can have a Get and Ksuva simultaneously. Gemara in Kedushin says you can have a Piron Chov and Kedushin simultaneously. Can I also have Pidyon HaBen and the Piron Chov simultaneously? Is there a way to distinguish between Kesef Kiddushin and Pidyon HaBen? Kesef Kiddushin and Kesef Piron we can have, but Pidyon HaBen and Kesef Piron that we can't have. Okay. So over here, what Dr. Sender is pointing out is that we have two terms that are very important to know the difference between them. We have a concept called Kesef Kinyan, and we have a concept called Kesef Piraon. Let me give you an example. There is a machlokes between the Sma and the Taz in Choshen Mishpat in Siman Kuf Tzadi, in which the Sma says that if you want to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge, and I give you a dollar for the Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge, let's assume, is worth $1 million. I give you a dollar. So the question is, how do I view currently the situation of the Brooklyn Bridge? Do I view it that I bought the Brooklyn Bridge with a dollar, Kesef Kinyan, and now I owe you a debt of $999,999? Or do we say, no, I gave you a down payment on the Brooklyn Bridge of a dollar, but there's only going to be a kinyan on the Brooklyn Bridge when I pay you the rest. I gave you a down payment, but I didn't do any more than that. Namely, when we speak about the fact that in the world of karka, we have a kinyan kesef, is that kesef kinyan? Is it a symbolic kinyan? And I can be kohen $1 million worth of karka with a dollar, kesef kinyan, and I'll owe the rest. I'll owe you a debt. Or do we say, no, kesef kinyan is kesef piron. It has to be barter. It has to be tit for tat. If I buy from you a piece of karka worth $1 million, I have to give you $1 million. If I gave you $1, that's only a down payment, but it's not mine until I pay you the rest of the money as well. That's machlokes of the Sma and the Taz. Can anyone give me a classic example of kesef kinyan in a different realm? We have a hakira. When I buy karka, is that kesef kinyan or is that kesef piro? What classically is case of kesef kinyan? Well, clearly we have over here a symbolic act of kinyan via kesef. Kedusha isha. Isha nicknames be kesef shtar b'chazaka. No one says that this woman is worth a dollar or a ring or whatever we're giving her. It's a symbolic act. The moment I give it to her, that's kesef kinyan, she's mine. So there is a daya of the sma, hu hadin, in terms of karka. It's a symbolic act. Can anyone give me a case where the kesef which is being paid is kesef piraon, as opposed to kesef kinyan? By a woman, it's clearly kesef kinyan. By karka, we have a chakira. Is it kesef kinyan? Is it kesef piraon? Is there a case which certainly is kesef piraon? Ksuva or Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen clearly is Kesef Piron. I owe the Kohen 5 Sela. I owe him that amount. If I give him less, I have to fill in the rest. My son is not Nifta until I give him the entire 5 Slaim. Right? So the fact that with Gemara, that Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam say that you can have Kedusha Isha with Piron Chov, that means I can have Kesef Kinyan, that it will also be kesef piron. It doesn't necessarily mean that therefore I can have a pidyon haben which is going to be piron. How can I have kesef piron and kesef piron? How can I pay someone twice with the same $10? I owe them 10. I can't pay them 10 by giving them 5, the same 5 twice. Right? In other words, if I don't owe anything, kesef kedush, I don't owe anything. I have to do an act, a symbolic act of giving kesef. So Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam say, I can do the symbolic act with kesef piron, the same way that I can be megarish a woman, give her a nesina, a hakna, with her payment, the kesef piron of the ksuva, as Tzvi pointed out. But to have a situation of pidyon haben and kesef piron, I owe this kohen $5, and now I'm going to give him $5, and with that I'm both going to be poda my son and pay my old debt. Ma pitom. In other words, if I borrow money from you twice, I can't pay you back. I pay you only one debt and say that this money is for both. Both chovot. So there's a very basic difference. Namely, even by Shar Rishonim, it only goes so far. It only goes up to the degree of Kesef Kinyan being also Kesef Piron. Not to the degree of Kesef Piron being Kesef Piron. Okay, we can continue? Let's continue the Gemara a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan. Harei Zegitech Vahaniyar Shali, Eina Megureshet. Let's stop over here. The Bryce has a ratio and a safe. Let's see the ratio. Harei Zagitech Vahaniyar Shali, Eina Megureshes. What over here is the Chisaron? Harei Zagitech Vahaniyar Shali. This is Rashi. Rashi says, Eina Megureshes, the Kevan Shaniyar Shalolo Nasan Laklum, Nimtsu Osios Parchos Ba'avir. This is the real case of Osios Parchos Ba'avir. In the case of the Ksuva, it's only, according to the Rashba, Osios Parchos Ba'avir. According to Rashi and Tosos, there we have a full Nesina. However, Harei Zegitech V'Haniyar Shali, this is Osios Parchos Ba'avir. We have a Chisaron in Nesina, we have a Chisaron in Hakna. He's not giving her a Chetza Shel Get. That's clear. B'chol. However, when opens the Rashba, the Miyuchas LaRashba that was really written by Rav Kreskes, what's in the back of the Most Hadar Rav Kook edition, he says as follows: Tana Rabbana Reza Gitech Vaniyar Shali Eina Megureshet Sheharei Shir Gufo Shel Get Mamash Afilu B'Makom HaOsios Ve'Ein Zo Krisus. Va'od, hu ki'ilu osios parchos ba'avir. The va'od, that's Rashi. His first teretz is, harei shir gufo shall get mamash, afilu makam ha'osios ve'ein ze kritut. Because of the sefer kritut v'nasan biyada. Over here, according to Rashi and the Va'od, we have a chesaron of v'nasan. We don't have over here v'nasan biyada. Near is shalom. According to the first Torah, this is not kosav la sefer kritut. This is no kritut. This is tremendous chiddush. Normally, we understand the concept of kritut in the content of the get. The get says, harei ze gitech, v'harei mutar l'chol adam chutz miploni. That's a chisod in krisus. Right? That's not total. Or, harei ze gitech, amanat shelo tish tiyayin. That's a chisod increases. In other words, the moment that I put a condition in, it means I'm not totally divorcing her. She always remains connected to me. She drinks wine, the get falls off. She goes and marries Ploni, the get is no good. That's chisod increases. Over here, the text of the get is total. Harei mutar l'chol adam. What's the chisod over here increases? In the gufo shall get. Do we find this anywhere? Anyone have a makar for this? Rav Kreskis? That even in Gufo shall get, we can have a din of krisus. Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Zayin, there is a Gemara that compares kinyan chalipin to the giving of a get. That if one were to say, let's say we were to have kinyan chalipin with a shoe. So let's say I give you my shoe as a kinyan chalipin, but I hold on to the shoelace. The shoe is in your hands, the shoelace is in my hands. Who I did in the world of get? If I were to give a woman a get, she holds on to the cloth, but hamashicha biyado. The cloth has a string on it, and the string is still in my hand. So Gemara says, in terms of chalipin, it works. In terms of get, it doesn't work. In terms of chalipin, the fact that meshicha biyadi, who cares? The nal is in your hand. The fact that I'm still holding onto the string, that doesn't take away from the fact we have over here a kinyan chalipin. But in the world of get, if I give a woman the klaf of the get, but the klaf is surrounded by a string, I'm holding onto the string, harei ze gitech, meshicha biyado, it's no good. Gemara says, why? Chisod in krisus. Chisod in krisus. Namely, over here we have that even in the Maisa Nesina, the Maisa Nesina has to be total. If the Maisa Nesina, if the Baal maintains a hold on the get, it's not considered to be a Maisa Nesina. But a lack of krisus. In other words, it's not, the krisus means that there has to be a mice in a sina without any, no puns intended, without any strings attached. And so over here, harei ze gitech v'hanir shali, according to the Rash, to Rav Kreskis, is similar to harei ze gitech v'mashicha biyado. Namely, that there's a string attached. There's something which is still holding this get to the husband. That's a chisaron in krisus. That's a tremendous chiddush. Not only a chisaron in the world of nesina, but a chisaron in the world of krisus. Okay. Let's just end off with the seifa over here. The seifa over here is one of these, is a seifa that teaches us something very, very important about learning Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, harei ze gitech v'niyar shali eina megureshes. Al menas shetachziri li es haniyar, harei zo megureshes. If I give a woman a get, and I say haniyar shali, eina megureshes. If I give her the get and say almanas shetachziri li etzaniyar, harezo migureshet. Okay, you're learning in YU. How would you know the difference over here between the reisha and the seifa? Why in the reisha haniyar shli and amigureshes, in the seifa almanas shetachziri li etzaniyar, then harezo migureshes. In other words, what you're saying is that in the, just sharpen it a little. In the Reisha, Harezen Gitech Haniyar Shli, there's no Nesina. There's no nesina, there's no krisus, etc. In the sefer, what do we have?
Nesina.
We have a nesina, but
it's a tnai.
Almanas. No, a tnai doesn't take away from the ikar hakna. A tnai doesn't take away from the ikar nesina. It's a tnai. A tnai, by its nature, is something which is peripheral, something which doesn't get to the core of the matter, and the tnai is not going to destroy the gerushin. Tnai is not going to destroy the gerushin. It's considered to be a nesina. It's considered to be afterwards as a tnai. That's afterwards. Nothing to do with the nesina of the hakna. That's the way I would have learned if I was reading it. You know, would have learned that way in Shir. Comes on Tosus over here and says, Perek Mishachazo Kaboy. The Gemara has a whole sugya, a whole blot of Gemara, Maishna Resha Umaishna Seifa. Namely, what we just said to the Gemara didn't cut it, didn't hold water. According to the Gemara, a Tanai is part and parcel of the Maisa. And so the Gemara was bothered, if Tanai is part and parcel of the Maisa, and here I have a Tanai that seems to break the Nesina, seems to break the Krisus, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. And the Gemara has to come on to all sorts of different Terutzim. Question is whether Amanas is Kameachshav, Amanas is not Meachshav, do we have a Tanai Kodim Lameisa, do we have a Tanai Kafel, do we have a Tanai Bameisa B'davar Echad, namely, that you can't just assume that what appears to you at first glance is automatically that which the Gemara is saying. Not every chiluk, even as logical as it may be to us, necessarily halachically has meaning. Okay? So just as we saw that Rav Simcha asked Rabbi Avi Ezri a question, Avi Ezri didn't answer what we would have answered right away, means that according to his world of assumptions, that answer is not an answer. Puhadin over here, in other words, that if the Gemara has a whole blot of Gemara, it means that what we thought is not necessarily true. So we have to be a little more, spoken to myself, we should be a little more subdued and a little more balei anava in terms when we're going to Gemara. Not to think that everything is so obvious. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're up to Boy Rav Papa. Boy Rav Papa opens a Pandora's box of Sefer Echor Amar Achmona Velosh Naim Ushlosha Svarim. Here I sent you in the Marim Akomos Rashi, Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos in Sota, and Rabbeinu Chananel is on the page of the Orzerua that I gave you. In the left-hand column of the Orzerua, you see there's a little piece over here that says Boy Rav Papa, where there's a little, someone wrote into the Orzerua this little bracket. Okay, kind of what we once learned, this Orzerua in a previous Gilgul and Grus, and the bracket ends after the words Tzarechiyon, so someone put in those brackets. So in the middle of those brackets, there's a Pirush Benu Chananel. The question is, how do we define Sefer Echad, and how do we define Shnei Sfarim? How do we view two columns of ink? Is this Sefer Echad, or is this Shnei Sfarim? Two Amudim. Is this Sefer Echad or is this Shnei Sfarim? Okay, how do we view two sides of the page? How do we view two pages that are read together, one from the other? That's what we're going to begin with discussing next time. So we'll start with that, then we'll move over, again, take it section, to about the middle of Daf Kaf Aleph. I'll write it Mar Makomos for you, believe me. Okay? Let's say there. Kol HaKavod, I'm sorry. I know that you're under a lot of pressure. The end of this month, many of you under pressure in terms of bechinos. Some of you don't have bechinos, so I'm sorry that you're under pressure. But I really would like to continue learning, and we only have about two more weeks, so another four shiurim. So I'd like, if possible, to get in those shiurim, five shiurim. Okay. I'll try to do it even as long as I can talk.
I just want to apologize. Going to the doctor today.